Hello, I am Dr. Girish Nelivigi, urologist and andrologist at Nelivigi Multispeciality and Urology Hospital, Belandur, Bangalore. Welcome to my podcast channel, Urology for Everyone. This is dedicated to providing valuable insights on urological health. In today's episode, we will discuss bladder health and incontinence and strategies for improving the quality of life for individuals facing these challenges. Bladder health plays a crucial role in our overall well-being. However, conditions such as incontinence can significantly impact one's quality of life. Incontinence refers to the involuntary loss of urine, and it affects people of all ages and genders. The first step in managing bladder health and incontinence is understanding the underlying causes. There are various factors that can contribute to incontinence or urine leak. These include weakened pelvic floor muscles, hormonal changes, urinary tract infections, neurological conditions, and certain medications. The most important strategy for improving bladder health and managing incontinence is lifestyle modification. These include maintaining a healthy weight, staying hydrated, avoiding bladder irritants such as caffeine and alcohol, and practicing regular pelvic floor exercises. Pelvic floor exercises are also known as Kegels exercises. Are vital in strengthening the muscles that support the bladder. These exercises should be done by those individuals who have got difficulty in controlling urine, both men and women. These can be done at any time and anywhere and significantly improve bladder control and reduce episodes of urine leak. However, for those individuals with more severe or persistent urine leak, medical interventions will be necessary along with pelvic floor exercises. These include medications, bladder training techniques, and in some cases, surgical procedures. Consulting a urologist is crucial to decide the most appropriate treatment options for individual needs. It is important to seek help for bladder health and incontinence. With proper diagnosis and managements, anyone can experience significant improvements in their quality of life, regain urinary control, and participate more fully in daily activities. In conclusion, bladder health and incontinence can be effectively managed through a combination of lifestyle modifications, pelvic floor exercises, and medical interventions. Taking proactive steps towards better bladder health can lead to an improved quality of life for individuals facing these challenges. That's all for today in my podcast, and thank you all for joining me in this episode of Urology for Everyone podcast. I'll be back with you again with a new topic. Thank you very much.